Lesson 18. What am I? In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Yud Dalit, the 14th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Also, this happens to be my favorite Mishnah in the entire text, so get ready for fun. Mishnah Yud Dalit. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, and by he we're still talking about the sage Hillel of the last two Mishnayot. Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? Uchshe Ani La'atzmi Ma Ani, and if I am for myself, what am I? V'im lo achshav matai, and if not now, when? Let's look at the first two lines. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Uchshe ani la'atzmi, ma ani. And if I am for myself, what am I? The first line is urging you to realize there's a power that only you possess, and that's the power to decide the direction of your own life. As the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. In this case, you are the horse. There's more than enough information in the world that you can access to manifest whatever is in your heart to do, but only you can take the steps to do it. And yet, there's an unconscious tendency in many of us to put that responsibility on others and then blame them when they fail us. If things were only different, if people would only do this or that thing you wish they would do, things would be better. But the truth is, until you take total responsibility for your own power and your own life, it won't matter how much help you get, because the crucial steps can only be taken by you and you alone. Every morning when you get up, you either move in the direction that you envision or you don't, and only you can make that decision. But then the second line comes along and says, Uchshe ani la'atzmi ma ani, and if I am for myself, what am I? Meaning, if I am only for myself, what am I? In other words, yes, you and only you ultimately have the power to determine your own direction. But if your direction is only to satisfy your own vision and doesn't connect with others in loving and mutual support, what kind of life is that? That's just a neurotic grasping after goals, without any real living, without any dance, without any love. So, be empowered, decide, act, but do it in loving service. Even when you do things that are seemingly just for yourself, this too can be in loving service, because you've got to take care of yourself in order to take care of others. This is the plain meaning of the text. But on a deeper level, this text opens into a whole other dimension. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? The word li means for me, but it can also mean to me. Translated this way, the text would read, if I am not to myself, who will be to me? What does that mean to be to yourself? As we go through the day, we navigate many different things, beings, and situations. But the main difference we experience is the difference between me and the rest of reality. Everywhere we look, everything we do, it's all me looking at everything else. When everything else acts the way I like, things are going well. When it doesn't, I experience conflict because my inner world is opposed to the outer world. That's the ordinary egoic point of view. Your inner world, meaning your memories, intentions, thoughts, and feelings, relate to the outer world, the things, beings, and situations all around you. But in meditation, we do something completely different. We look at the inner world. Instead of your memories, intentions, thoughts, and feelings looking at the outer world, you look at your memories, intentions, thoughts, and feelings. When you do that, a miracle happens. If you're looking at your memories, intentions, thoughts, and feelings, in other words, your personality, what you normally take to be yourself, then you must not be those things. You're something else, something far more vast and spacious. You are the consciousness of yourself. Your awareness is to yourself. Im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not to myself, who will be to me? The Mishnah is asking, this awareness that's awareness of myself, it can't be my ordinary self, so who is it? Then it says, Uchsheani la'atzmi ma'ani. And if I am to myself, then what am I? It's acknowledging, of course, it is I that am aware of myself. But if I and self are two different things, if myself is my personality, then what is the I that is aware? What is the true nature of this ani, this I? Then it gives the punchline, Ve'im lo achshav ematai. And if not now, when? As long as you try to answer this question for yourself in the ordinary intellectual manner, thinking of it as a question you answer in time, by searching and thinking and eventually arriving at an answer in the future, the intellectual process itself will prevent the answer from coming, because your intellect itself is not your deepest ani. It is not your deepest I. It's part of your sense of self, or ego, not your awareness of self, which is beyond ego. So, if you want to discover the answer to this question, ma'ani, what am I? There's only one time to do that, and that is achshav, now. Only now can you find reality. Only now can you see both your inner world and the outer world as part of reality, because they're both real and yet changing and passing. The only thing that doesn't change is the space of this moment, of the now in which everything is happening. And the space of this moment is not something different from your own awareness. And your own awareness is not something separate from everything happening within your awareness. It's all the one reality. It's all being. It's all Hashem. So in this chant, let's use the second line, Uchsheani la'atzmi ma'ani. And if I am to myself, what am I? Meaning, if I am aware of myself, what is the I that is aware? Uchsheani means, and if I. U is and. Cheshe is literally like that, but in this context means if. Ani is I. Say, Uchshe ani. Le'atzmi means to myself. Say, le'atzmi. Ma means what. Say, ma. Ani means I. Say, ani. Here's the melody. Uchsheani le'atzmi ma'ani ma'ani. Let's try that. Uchsheani le'atzmi ma'ani ma'ani. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body, relaxing your muscles. And let's awaken the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting first, Lecha, for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand outward, filling your whole body, chanting, Na'aseh, we will do. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting, Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers and relax your arm. As we chant, and if I am to myself, what am I? Uchsheani la'atzmi ma'ani. Let these words be an inquiry into the nature of the awareness that's hearing these words, achshav, right now. Does your awareness have a shape? Does it have an opinion? Does it have an agenda? Or is it just aware of any opinions, agendas, and thoughts that arise in your mind? Ma'ani. Ma'ani. What is this I? What is it that is aware? And let's sing together. Uch she'ani le'atzmi. Mani, mani, 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 uch she'ani le'atzmi. Ma'ani, ma'ani. It is now. Now is it. Now is the divine. You are the now. Atahu. 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 Atahu, atahu. And repeating silently atahu in your mind, we'll sit in silence for a few minutes. And take a nice deep breath, moving out of stillness back into activity with awakening of the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. Hand down to your belly, awareness filling your body, expanding, feeling the flow of your breathing. Naase. Naase. And bring your hand up, touching fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. We will hear. Venishma. And as you come back into your activity, remember to be mindful of that which is mindful, the space of this moment, which is awareness itself, not separate from everything that arises now. And gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah Yisrael va Rabbanan va Tamidehon va Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlam araba, chin avechista, varachemin vechayin arichin, umazone reviche ofarkana, min kadam avohon divishamaya veara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru.